Theme 3. The field of molecular genetics is progressing at a rapid pace, with our ability to manipulate genes and understand the complex processes involved in genetics developing on almost a daily basis. Understandably, people have fears about this powerful technology and are worried that we may use it in ways to change our humanity. In particular, gene therapy is one aspect of molecular genetics that is causing a lot of concern. Gene therapy is defined as a way of curing or preventing disease by changing the behavior of a person's genes. Currently, gene therapy is still in its early stages, with most of it still experimental. There are actually two types of gene therapy, somatic and germline. Somatic gene therapy targets genes in the body cells. In this way, the genome of the recipient is changed, but this change is not passed on to the next generation. For example, experimental trials in treating cystic fibrosis treat the genes only in the cells of the lungs, and, consequently, the patient's children would still be at risk for the disease. In germline gene therapy, genetic changes are made to reproductive cells. The egg or sperm cells of the patient are genetically changed with the goal of passing on these changes to children. In practice, this would mean changing the fertilized egg so that the genetic changes would be copied into every cell of the future adult, including the reproductive cells. In fact, germline genetic engineering is not being actively investigated in humans or even large animals at this point. Thus far, the procedures are still too risky and underdeveloped. Experimentation has occurred with mice where genes are added or deleted, and the effects have been observed to help better understand gene functions. Many people falsely assume that germline genetic engineering is already performed with regularity due to news reports of genetic manipulation. But in fact, these reports are either of somatic gene therapy trials or of cloning, which in itself does not alter any genes, but copies them. Furthermore, even in the field of somatic gene therapy, many factors have prevented researchers from developing successful gene therapy techniques.